Welcome to Ebony Tales, where every story has a purpose. We're your hosts,
Erin Latrice
and Laish. What's today's tale? Thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate your support thus far. And we just wanted to let you guys know more about us, know more of what to expect from us as you are listening to us. So, Erin, how did we meet?
Okay, so I actually met you through a mutual friend of ours. You were her roommate. And I remember that night very vividly. Me and my roommates were walking down the hall, and this person has stuck her head out the door and was like, "Are y'all going to any parties?" And we was like, "Huh?" And she did that for a couple of nights. And then finally, like, I really started talking to her. And then my birthday came up, and my roommates and them weren't really trying to do nothing. So y'all ended up going with me. We went to Al's. We went to Al's for my birthday, and then we went to whatever yard show that was. And ever since then, we've just been clicked in.
Facts. And I'm glad that you told the story, because literally, I remember those moments. But if you would have asked me when was the first time I ever seen you, I would probably be like, I have no idea.
No. And then, like, okay, so it was my birthday. And then that same week, y'all had, like, this big kickback in your room.
Yes, because we love to throw parties. We love to throw parties.
Oh, that party was so awkward, because I remember we played the little 7 minutes of heaven, whatever, and not naming no names, but I remember vividly who I got stuck in that bathroom with.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, I looked at him, I was like, we're not doing nothing. I was like, we're not doing nothing.
That's a memory unlocked. That's crazy. Yeah, that was actually fun, though.
Everything was so carefree then.
Yeah, that night, just going to eat for your birthday, it's probably like the start of a great friendship. And now we're here, we're adults, we are navigating life, and it's crazy to think about who we were then and who we are now, and how we've evolved and just learned from our different experiences and all these, you know, different moments that we did share together. And so, who are we today, individually? Who are we?
Well, like, I'm still trying to figure that out myself. Like, who I am. But as of right now, I know that I am a 28-year-old woman who is still trying to figure out what it means to be an adult, because in my eyes, I'm still a teenager. I mean, like, I feel like I'm still stuck in this rut of, am I in school, am I out of school? I go to work every day to pay these bills so that I could travel, so that I could do this. But in the end, it's all worth it to me, because I've been so many places. I've done so many things. And I'm just ready to keep experiencing everything.
Definitely. And I think that when I describe myself, I know that I'm somebody who is stuck in a creative mode, where I just love bringing out the creativity that's within my mind. And I love learning new things. I think that the last few years have been me expanding on learning what all I can actually do, you know, thinking about everything I've ever wanted to do as far as career-wise, or, you know, hobby-wise. And I've just tapped into those different things. That's why everyone says I'm like the jack of all trades, because I'm always finding something new to do or to try. And I've been big on that, and I've been big on trying to develop myself into the woman that I've always wanted to be. And at times, I think there were times where I didn't know that's who I wanted to be. But right now, I'm in a mode where I'm just trying to build that woman, you know. But overall, in reality, I wear many hats as a researcher, travel agent, mentor, and entrepreneur. And you wear many hats. So it's like, I'm excited to see, you know, where we go with the podcast, and just sharing our different expertise, and also just dwelling on our experiences so that we can also help someone else, you know, learn through our experience. And sometimes people are easier taught through experience than they are through someone saying, "Oh yeah, just do it this way or do it that way."
Hey, if I can help in any way someone not make those same mistakes that I've made, I will gladly do that.
Facts. What can the audience expect from us?
Fun, a caring friendship, just a lot. Like, I feel like there's a lot to us. This is what, a 10-year relationship now? Like, there is so much to us that I feel like we could put out there for everyone to enjoy. I feel like there's so many different women, men, whoever, that can take something from something we put out there.
Facts. I completely agree. And I agree with you. Like, man, we've been friends for 10 years. It's crazy how you think of day one or week one, and then fast forward is 10 years. It's crazy how time flies by. But you're definitely right. You know what I'm saying? Because our friendship has many layers. And I think 10-year relationships are, extinct in a lot of places and in a lot of people, right? Because not many people make it that long, especially when you have a huge transition between, being in the mind of a teenager and then becoming a woman or, a man. That's a huge, transition. That's a huge change. And so to be able to carry your friendship throughout that shift is very, it's very hard. But at the same time, it's a treasure. Like, not many people have that.
I have a close friend right now. She's struggling with that. She just graduated. She did not go to college right away like all her friends did. So she feels like she's stuck in this rut of how do I make friends at 19, but I'm not doing the same thing that other 19-year-olds are doing. And I tell her all the time, like, it's gonna come. You can't force it. But I also explain to her that me at 28, almost 29, I experienced that same thing. All my friends are either my college friends that I've known 10 years now, or they are my friends that I have met throughout the different jobs that I have worked in life. So this one is like real, like all my college friendships, they're very important to me because like all my high school friends, there are some I still speak to on Facebook or whatever social media platform I'm on at that moment or whatever, but I'm not still kicking it with none of them. Not that anything bad happened. It's just we grow apart. Like I grew up in Auburn and all my like high school friends are still in Auburn. Well, majority, not all, but still.
No, that's real. Like, I think I only have one friend that's legit, just a friend other than like family, I have one friend who's I've known ever since I was 5 years old, and we went to school together and we had classes together, or whatever, in high school, elementary school, middle school, all of that. And it's crazy. Like I said, like those friendships really don't last usually, because that's, I mean, and like you said, nothing bad has to happen. It's just those transitions. Like, you're not the same people. So you're not gonna like the same things. Like, I have people who are my closest friends, like I saw as sisters when I was in middle school and high school, that I do not talk to at all whatsoever today. If you would have told me then that we wouldn't be friends now, I would have never believed you whatsoever at all.
Same. But it's like I feel like it also has to do with society now and social media and all these different things because my mom's childhood best friends, I think they met in kindergarten. They are still friends to this day. Same for like my godmother, like two of her best friends, they have all been best friends since elementary school. And it's just like I feel like the way we grow up now is completely different than the way that they all grew up because a lot of people don't still have that type of friendship with people.
And I think a part of it is too the whole I'm gonna cut you off culture,
Yes.
because a lot of people are quick to get mad at a lot of different things and are quick to say, you know what, I'm just gonna throw the whole friendship away. And I can honestly say I've done that with a friendship and not connected with that person even today. And I can honestly say that I wish I was more mature during those times where I was in that phase of, okay, bet I'm gonna just cut you off. But now, as an adult looking back, I'm like, that was so immature of me. And there were different steps I could have taken to fix that friendship and to hold on to it.
But sometimes that is for the good though, because I have friendships that I should have never rekindled, and you ride me about that. But I, me being me, I'm so trustworthy, I'm so loving, I'm so caring that I feel like I see the good in everybody, even when the bad is right there in my face. And so it's like, whereas you might have cut that relationship off early, it might have saved you a lot of chaos in the long run, where it's like I'll be like, okay, let's do this again, and then it just gets worse in the long run. So I mean, we live and we learn, and for all you know, that could have been what needed to happen for y'all. And I hate that, like, that you and that person are no longer close anymore, but it's a reason for it.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree with that. I think that everything happens for a reason, for sure. It's just at times I know that even for me, like, because I cherish friendships so much,
Same.
I gotta take it serious that to lose, someone that I consider a core can be hurtful to me at the same time. Because number one, for everyone, your ego is hurt, right? Because you like, how could you do this to me out of all people in the world?
Like, how's your best friend?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, it's like your feelings, right? Because you're like, all that we've been through is like, thought we're better than that. I thought, our friendship was stronger than that. But then you end up, finding out that it's not. And one thing that I've learned, and my father told me when I was younger, and this was like the only piece of advice I've ever got from my parents as it concerns like relationships was, sometimes relationships are tested. And you just have to see if, how strong your relationship is and if your relationship is going to pass that test or if it's not. And not every relationship passes the test. And that's just reality.
Nope. My grandmother always says, and my grandmother says it more. It's some relationships are just for a season and a lesson. And once that season has passed and that lesson has been learned, you move on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just so excited for us and what we're going to do with this podcast because, as y'all can see, we're already having some good conversation about friendships and dwelling on our own friendship together. And so, we are so glad that you guys have decided to go on this journey with us. And we are excited to bring to you more content on our experiences, our friendship, and just being women, Black women in general. We're just going to be talking about a lot of different things that are relevant to you and relevant to us. We hope you had a great time tuning in for this tale. Make sure to tag along for more tales to come.
Liking what you hear? Leave a comment or a view, and don't forget to stay connected with us on Instagram and YouTube.